Weiter in Oraisa, we are in Tainis of Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, but you know we do, so let's go review. Going back to Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the three lines up from the bottom, the Gemara says, here we go, Abba Chilkiya Bar Brei Dechoni Amagel Ava. Abba Chilkiya was a grandson of Choni Amagel. Chimitzach Elma Lemitra when they needed rain, Havim Meshadri Lerabanim Legabe, they would send a message to them and say, Boy Rachim, and say, Daven for us. Here we go, and you would daven for them. And what would happen? Asi Mitra would go, and it would rain. Zimnechad Hitzach Elma Lemitra, one time they needed rain. Shadr Rabban Zugi Lerabanim. They sent this group to go, these Rabbans, to go ahead to ask him to daven for them that there should be rain. They went to his house, but they didn't find him by his house. Also, so they went to the fields, they found that he was involved with hoeing the land. They said to him, Shalom, Shalom Aleichem, beep, turn the base, Chav Gimel base. But he didn't turn his face to them. But in the evening time, when he's gathering up wood to take home, he put the wood in the hoe on one shoulder, and he put his jacket, his coat, on the other shoulder. The entire way he didn't wear shoes. When he got to the water, he put on shoes. When he got to thorns and thistles and things of the sort, the lin lamani, he lifted up his clothing. When he came to town, his wife came out dressed up all beautifully. When he got to the house, all this a bit to the race, he let his wife go in first. Then he went in, and then he let the Rabbanan come in. He sat down, he broke bread. He didn't invite them to eat with them. He gave food to his, broke the bread and gave it to his kids. To the older one, he gave two. Pardon, he gave one bread. And to the young one, he gave two. Amar la. He said to his wife, Yadanu Darabanan Mishum Mitra Ka'a. So I know that they came because of rain. So let's quickly, let's go to the roof and let's have there. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to accept our tefillahs and it's going to rain. We don't have to take credit for it because they don't think like it just started raining. They went to the roof, and each one into a different corner. The rain came, the clouds started coming from his wife's side. When he came downstairs, he said, oh, rabbis, so tell me, why are you here? Amalei said, Shadrei Lon, Rabbanim, Lagabi Damar, Labirin, Rachmi, and Mitra. You know, we got sent here by the Rabbanim in order to make sure that you can daven, you ask you to daven for rain for us. Amalei said to him, Baruch HaMakom, Shalitzich Eschem, Labi Chilke, Baruch Hashem, you didn't need me, because it started raining. So Amalei said back, listen, Yadina Demitra Machos Mara Udasa. We know that the rain came because of you. Ela Lema Laman, tell us please. Hani Mili de Tamilan, we have some questions in your behavior. My time, why is it that you didn't turn your face to us, you know, and greet us in such a way when we said shalom to you? Amalahu, he said, because we were a day worker. If Gar and I said, you know, that I'm not able to go and to stop working because of you. Okay, my time why is it that you put the wood on one shoulder and the cloak on the other shoulder? Amalui said they put it under the stuff. So Amalui, no, Tal Shulai said I borrowed it. I borrowed it in order to wear it, not to use to put under the wood. My time, maybe it's getting ripped. My time, why is it that you didn't wear shoes all the way when you got to the water? You wear shoes. Amalui says, the whole road, I'm not able to see under the water though, and maybe I'm going to get bit by a fish or by a snake or something like that. Why is it when you came to the thorns and those areas you lift up your clothing and you're getting your legs all cut up? Amalui said, this one's going to heal and this one's not going to heal. In other words, my legs will get better. My clothing, though, they rip and they tear, they're not going to get better. Why is it when you came to the town that your wife came out and she was dressed so beautifully? Amalui said, "Kedei shlo etain eini beisha cheres. I shouldn't put, look at other women. My time aili hibe reisha. Why is it you? She went into the house first. How did I elmaya basav? How did I learn about la? No. Why did you have it that you went? Your wife went in first, then you went in, and then we went in? Amalui said, "Me should a little bit kusuli because you're not checked out to me. I don't know if you're kshem or you're prutzim." By the time you go my rift to Lomelon, Yisukrocha, why is it when you have the bread, you didn't offer us any bread? Because I don't have enough bread. I knew you wouldn't accept it, and I don't want it to be like, it looks like I'm such a good guy, like Kilo, I'm giving you, and really I'm not going to, you're not going to take it, I'm going to look like such a good guy. My time, why did you give the younger one The older one bred the younger one too. Amalui says, hi, Kaiba Basic, because that one, the older one, he's at home. He's able to eat when he needs. But hi, Yahya Bibbe Skinish, the other ones at the base canas, so if it's in a little time before he's more hungry. My time, I call them Sala Kanani Mehaksavisa Dahabad Kaim and the Bitsa the Marlan on the day. Why is it that your wife, the clouds came for her? From her corner, not from your corner. We show him that it's a Shricha Bibbe, because since she's in the house, poor people come to give them bread, make her bread, and they immediately know they can eat it right away and get it. When I go and get it, Zuza, lo mikra, and yasa, they have the same, and I immediately have to go buy it. Therefore, she got it. You know, another answer is, Hanu bir yone, dahabim shivasan. There were these baryonim, these boars, these gangsters in our neighborhood. Ano ba yirachmi del musa idam that they should die. Viba yirachmi del hadu b'tiyufta, and she davened that they should go and do tshuva. V'hadar, and they actually did tshuva. Now we got another grandson of Choni and Magal, that is Chanan and Echma, Chanan the hidden one. Bar Barate de Choni Amaga Habi was the son of the daughter of Choni Amagal. Ki mitzvah ha'am and the mitzvah, the world needs rain. Havu mishad rabban and yinuke de b'yirav gilagabei. They would send school kids after him. V'nak lele b'shipule gleam in the grapple to the hem of his clothing. V'am alei, Abba, Abba, Havalan mitzvah. Father, Father, give us rain. I'm with the fake Kodesh Baruch, Ribbono Shalom. Asay b'shvi lele, do for them. Shem makir and bein Abba de Yav mitzvah, the Abba de Loyim mitzvah. They can't tell the difference in those who give the father gives rain and one that doesn't. Chanan and Echma was called the hidden one. Because you machbi also b'sakise, because he would hide himself in the b'sakise, he wouldn't expose himself. Rashi gives another pshat b'vayter. Amalei Rabbi Zerika l'Reb Safra. Tachazi ma bein tkifi da ari yisol l'chassid above. Come take a look and see the difference between the strong ones of Eretz Yisol and those above. Chassid above El. Rav Huna, Rav Chista, ki have a mitzvah, chalal mitzvah, the world needs rain. Amri, they would say nichnif hadadi b'nivay rachme. Let's gather together and we're going to daven. After the Ratzay, I call this Baruch Hu, the Yesei Mitzvah. Maybe because we're going to go ahead and accept the Tfilas. Like even though these all those of Eretz Yisrael, could go enough. Yona Avud Rabbi Mani would say, "Ki Yav Mitzvah Melam Mitzvah, Havi Ayel Beis Tiv Amalei." They would go to his house and save his family. Havli Gvalki, bring me my sack. Veizu Aisi Levezuz Yibura, and let's go bring some grain for a zuz. Have enough of Glabar when you go outside. Also, the Kabi Duchta, I make that you go and stand in a deep place. The Chseb, Mimamakim, Korsicha Hashem. The Kabi Duchta, the Sinian, he's saying in a closed, in a secluded area. Or Mechase, he would cover himself up, his sackle with sackcloth, and he'd go and daven for mercy. Vasi, Mr. the Rain would come. Kiav Vasi, the Basin would come to his house. Some of the day, he would say, oh wow, I see my board. He would say, the people would say, did you bring any grain? And Amalu Amina Olvasamitra. You say, I said that since the rain came, Hashem Vachama, the world now is relieved. Therefore, it doesn't pay to go and buy now because the prices are going to soon go down. Story time. Vesu Rabbi Mani Berei have a commentary later the Bein Nasiya. One time, when everyone's Rabbi Mani, his son was being harassed by the Nasiya, the house of the Nasi, the court. He started to call Kibbutz Avu, and he landed on his father's grave. Amalu Abba Hani. Mitzarili, they're giving me tzar. Yom Echad of a Kalkalfi. Also, one day they were passing that place, the cave where he was buried. And Inkut Kar, this susvasayu, the legs of the horses got stuck over there. And they're paralyzed. Ad the Kabi Alayu, the low Kamitzarili, until they accept that not going to cause me anymore. Vesu, whoa. Another story, another time, Rabbi Mani have a Shriach Kamei. Rabbi Mani was Shriach in front of Rabbi Yitzhak Ben El Yashiv. Amalei Rimani says to him, Asire Devei Chami, come entirely. The rich people have fallen in this house, they're causing me trouble. Amar, so he said, Liana, they should become poor. Viana, they became poor. Amar, then he came back and says, Kadachuli. Now they want me to help them and give them money. Amalei says, Later, they become rich. Viathri, and they became rich. Good question. Like, would you rather these people who are rich bother you, call you like names and who knows what? Or rather them be begging money for you? Amar, Loma Kabli Alai and Shebesi. The person came and says, you know, my wife, she's not so good looking. Amalei says, my son, what's her name? Chana. So Siapi Chana, Chana is beautiful. When Siapi became beautiful, Amalei says, "Coming nag me gandre alai." Now, she just became very gaivetic over me. She's so beautiful. Amalei yachi tachzu Chana sechavu say. Lisa, let go back to her plain state or darkness. Chazu Chana sechavu say went back to being now it's beautiful. Chana chay tamidim nahave kamei to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyahu. They came Amalei. They said, "Niboy my rachmei alan nechmin tuva." The Amalei says, "We should go smart." Amalei said, "Imi aisa ushlachtia." So this was with me, this the ability to do this, but now it's left to me, I can't do that for you anymore. Okay, my friends, Shkoyach on the Chazar, Vaita now, Chavdal, bring on the Chav Gimel Beis, bottom line. Rabbi Yossi by Avin, Avashchiach Kamid, Rabbi Yossi de Bin Yukras. Rabbi Yossi and Avin would go to the lecture, the Shiurim of Yossi Bin Yukras, and Shavki of Oskul the Kamid Rav Ashi. He left that Shiurim and he started going to Rav Ashi. Beep, turn the page. So, you know, it's like someone, you know, Rashi says, oh, nothing, okay, it's just a place. Beep, turn the page, Chav Dalar Manav. Yom Echad Shmaita Shamei Dekam Garis. One day, Rav Yossi Ravin, he heard Rav Ashi was saying the following teaching, Omer Shmuel. Hashola Dagman Ayom B'Shabbos, someone who takes a fish out from the sea on Shabbos, came with Shabbos Bosela, as soon as it becomes dry, as much as a sela, a tiny amount, Chayv is going to be Chayv for breaking Shabbos. Omer Leh says, V'leim Amar Ubin Snapirov, let him say, teacher is talking about between its fins, because that's where that happens when they're going to be Chayv. Another area the fish is not going to die. Right, it's not sure, but over here, you throw back in, they'll be fine. Here, they would die. Amalei, he says, V'lo sabar lo amar, dahi Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Avin Amara. This, and is this not the opinion of Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Avin, who said this? Like, why are you singing his name? Amalei, Anani, he says, that is me. I'm him. Amalei, he says, whoa, V'lav kamed Rabbi Yossi ben Yukas habishchich mar. Don't you go learn by him? Amalei, hey, he says, yeah, I used to learn there. Amalei, he says, my time is shafki mar vasalachi. Why did you leave then come here? Welcome to my shurim. Amalei says, Gavadal, Bereva, Brata, Luchas, a person who doesn't take Rachmanis on the son and daughter, Alai Didi, Harichi Chayas, so he's going to have mercy on me. Now, there's a lot just happened over there. Let's take a look at Rashi, very top Rashi. Yomachad Shami, Rav Ashi, Rav Yossi, Rav Avin. You heard him saying it. Lishachini, Yomachad Shami, Rav Yossi, Rav Avin, Rav Ashi. Anyway, the Gagari, Summer Shmuel, Hasholik Dag, Min, Ha Yom B'Shabbos came in the Yavish Mo Kisela Alpha Bishum Mefreches, even though it's still shaking. Lachakain Ubeod Shehum Mefreches Shlichel Mayach, you can still throw back in the water. Chayev, you're still going to be Chayev Shem Natil Sashama for killing it. Shia Malacha, which is one of the Malachos, Titanan Hashochto, so it's called Shochet. Amalei Rabbi Yossi Obein Snapir of the Vadi Lochai between its fins. Right, it's definitely not going to live. Gushain Mechuser Tzeda Askinan. You go and shetsido b'tzoch asal, if not lacking any trapping. V'nicho amayim lichos k'derech shosin hadayogin. Right? Okay. So that says Amalei, says Rashi, Rashi, lo sarvah lo amar, d'hayu b'ni sapir, v'bi yosi v'rav avin amra. Klomer, my taima, lo amret le mishrei, why don't you say it in his name? Shekol amet avi b'shem amro, mevi geula le'olam. Anyone who says something in the name of the person who said it, it brings geula, so why didn't you say it in his name? He says, it's okay, that's me, I am the person. Now, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, you know, that he wasn't even ever Chmanis on his own son and daughter, right? So, Yosef and Yurkas. Now, Berei Mahi, what's the story about his son? Yomachad Hava Agri Le Agire Bedabra. One day, Yosef and Yurkas, he hired workers to work from the field. Nagalu Velo Aisi Lo Rifta. The evening came, but he didn't bring any bread for them to go and to eat. It was either the minog, or he was told that he was going to do it, and he never brought them food. Amalei Larei, so they said to the son, they said, Kafinan, you know, we're very hungry. Havayasi Tusitaina, Taenta, and they were sitting under a fig tree, and it wasn't yet time for the figs to come out. Amar, so he said, Taena, Taena, Hotsi Perusayach, fig tree, bring forth your fruit. Vayochlu Pole Abba, so that the work of my father can eat. Aviku Vachlu, and this ended up happening. He came out and they ate. And the Hachi Vachi Asavu, in the meantime, his father came with food. He brought the food. Amalu, and he said to them, Lo tint ketuba de kaichu, dahai de na gahana, mitzvah tarachna. He says, don't have like negative thoughts about me. Don't worry about the fact that I didn't give you any food yet. I didn't bring any food. Because I was there was a delay. Why? I was busy doing a mitzvah. It took me until now I was able to bring in the food. I was busy and that's what happened. Amalei said back to him that he didn't know about the food that they ate. Amalei, Achmana lishvach yechi deyashbarach barach. May God satisfy you the way your son satisfied us. Achmana lishvach, like from Silva, Savea. Like Amalehu mehecha. He said to them, what? Where did he bring you food from? Where did he get the food? Amr Hachi Vachi Avamaisa. And they told him the story that happened. Amr Lo, so he said to his son, Bini, Atosh, Trachtas, Konchalot, Tita'ina, Perusash, Lobismana. Did you force or burden your maker to go into make this fig tree ring up when it's not your time? Yeah, safe shalom bezmana. That person should be taken from the world, not in his time. And that ended up happening. His son ended up dying, apparently. Brate Mahi, what's the story of Brate? What's the story of his daughter? Haveli Brate Ba'alas Yofi. He had this daughter who was beautiful. One time he saw that there was this person who was making a hole in the fence. Rashi says that have a kriya behutza soser gadera eitzim kili the stack of derech hanek. If you want to look through, you know, peeping tom. Bekachazila, he saw him making the fence and then looking at her. First peeping tom in history, huh? Well, maybe not, but that we see here. Amar lo, my eye. So Yossi says to him, "Whoa, what's going on here?" Rashi says, "Ma tamayin kan? What are you looking at?" Amalei Rebbe im lelokha lo zachisi. He says, "If I'm not able to go in to take her, if I can't marry her, Lirosa Laska, what? I can't, a little bit of eye candy? Can't check her out?" Oh my law. So he says to his daughter, Biti, come and start Lahu Libriosa. You're causing pain to the world here. Shumla Farech, go back to the dust. Vali Koshul Bich, Bene Adam. And it shouldn't be that people should sin because of you. And the Bach throws in, V'chein Havila, that's exactly what happened. She died. Havila, Ahu Chamra. Another story time, Rabbi Yossi ben Yukras. So we say, those are the two things happened to his kids, but he still was a great, great person. We say about him that he had a chamor, he had a donkey. The Hava Agrila, Kol Yama, and people would go and rent it every day. And L'orta Havim, Shadilei, Agra Agaba. In the evening, they would send back the donkey, and they put the money on the back of the donkey, and the donkey would bring back the money. V'asilibimayr would go bring it back to the master. V'itafula batzila loisi. But if you put too much money or not enough money, then it wouldn't move. Yomachad in Shuzuga the sandley alo. One time, a person left sandals on the donkey, and Rashi Shachu was in Shachu forgot. V'lozad the shakulunu minay, and it didn't move until they took it off of it. V'hadasla, and only then would it go back to its master. Elazar Ishbirta. He was a fellow that can have Vukhazule Gabay Tzedakah. When the Gabay Tzedakah would see him coming towards him, how would touch him in there? They would go and they would run away from him. As he says, how you mischabim. They were nervous. Why? The Gabay Tzedakah, you want to collect money from whoever's going to give, right? But they knew about this guy and they had Rachmanos on him because bad news. This Elazar was such a Tzedakah, you know, about Chesed. What happened? The Chol Ma'ida Hava Gabi Yavlu. Because if he would come there, he would give to them anything that he had. He would give to them. Yom Echad, one day, Hava Salak L'Shuka L'Mizba Nedunya L'Brate. One day, he was going to the market to buy a Nedunya. That's like where they get married. They give a gift to the Chos and the Kala, whatever it was, to buy a Nedunya for his daughter. And Chazul Gabi Tzedak, the Gabi Tzedak, saw his on his way. In Toshimadei, he ran away from him. Azul Rat Masayu, but he came running after them. He found them, and Amalu, Ashba. I am making you a swear. I'm putting a swear upon you. Tell me, what are you collecting for? What are you collecting? What can we do? To make a shidduch between the two. So he said to them, he says, okay, that's it. He means serious business here. Havoda, like a type of lashon of shvua, says Rashi, Shehen kol viti, they go before my daughter. Shokol kol davar, they took everything that he had, v'yavlu, and he gave it to them. Pash lechad zuz, he was left with one zuz. Zavin bechite, he went and he bought some wheat with that one zuz. V'asik shadi be'achleva, he brought it home and he threw it in the granary. Rashi says, Otser shel chitim. Asosid Bitu, his wife came, Amalei Lebrate, and said to the daughter, Ma'ase Avuch, what did your father bring home? Amalei said back, Komad Aisi Bachlevashni, said anything he brought home, he threw in the granary. Asi Lemiftach Baba de Achleva, she went to open up the granary to see what he ended up buying. Chazes Achleva de Malyachite, so it was filled with wheat. The Kanavka Bitsinor de Dasha, that was coming through the hinges of the door. There was so much there. Minashamayim. Volumizach Baba Michite, and the door wouldn't open because the wheat was pushed against it. Right? Obviously, there's a serious nace that happened over here. Azabatha Bimichita, her daughter. His daughter went to the base magician Amalei and said to the father, Borei me'asa l'cha a'ovacha, come and see what the one who loves you did for you. Who's that? Says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei says, there, avoda, harein hektash alayich. He says, no, with love and shvua, this grain will be like hektash. It will be like, you know, you can't get a na from such a thing. I have nothing to do it. And Ve'en lach bahen ela kechad meni Yisrael. You have no more share in it than any other person who is poor in Israel. Rashi says, Mishum d'mayse nisimu, v'asalal nehenes v'mayse nisim, k'dom re'el, v'san chafu m'beis. V'im osein lo neis, menachel m'zuchu yisav. It takes away from a person's zuchu yos. Okay, Rabbi Hud, anisiya, gazet anisi, he made a fast for the fact that they didn't have rain. But Rachel lost a mitzvah when he davened and no rain came. Amar, kama yikam ishmor, amasi leben gamliel. He said, see how much of a difference there is between Shmuel Haramasi and Rabbi Hudim Gamliel. Oi lo lador, shekin, this guy, woe to his generation that is in such a situation. Rashi is takua, that's stuck in such a state. Now, just Rashi points out that when it says Rabbi Yehuda Nesia is Haya Benosha Rabbi Gamliel by Rabbi, so Rabbi Gamliel and then there's Rabbi. So it says, woe to them, you know, in such a state, such a situation. Ayla Lemisha also Biyam of Kach, woe to someone, such a thing happened in their days. Chalish Daite, he became very upset, he's very sad. Vasamitcha, and then the rain started. As Anu Shval Ruach, we know, being humble. Like, Leiv Nishbar Venitke Elokim Lo Sivze, Akash Baruch Hu. Listens to the whole, heart that's broken and humbled, Hashem is not going to despise. So you're feeling such a thing over here when you even though he died and all that stuff, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he was in such pain, all of a sudden then things started to move. The house of the court of the Nasi, they made a fast. Lord Inu the Rabbi Yochanan Rishakish, but no one told Rabbi Yochanan Rishakish about it. The Tzafa did in the morning, they told them that yesterday they made this into a fast. Some of the Rishakish Rabbi Yochanan, Halo Kabil Allah Meurta, but we didn't accept the fast upon ourselves from the nighttime, right? We didn't say it, Behedya. Amalei said back to Manan, Basraisu, Basrayu Gerarinan, we get pulled after them. It's like we already accepted upon ourselves. The Venusia goes to Tanisa. Another story time once they decreed a fast. Velo Asamitra, rain didn't come. Tanalo Shaya Zir Min Chavrayo. So Shaya, the youngest of all of them in the yeshiva, he quoted from the teacher of the Braisa, said, Vahaya Imeine Aida Nesesalish Gaga. If it happens that it was hidden from the eyes of the congregation and done in error. This is my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. The pasuk goes on and says the eyes of the congregation is talking about the Sanhedrin, and then we say the following: Moshal lekalis, the moshal to a bride, she raised a via by her father-in-law's house. Calls manshei yafos, as long as her eyes are beautiful. Right, Rashi says manshei yafos, the father called gufa yafa, her eyes are beautiful. Ain called gufa tzricha bedikah. You don't got to check the rest of the body, right? Rashi says the father called gufa yafa, for sure it's all good. And her truos, but her shrutos, her eyes are very weak. Then we have a problem called Gufa Chikabadika, you gotta check the whole body. So to us, if the leadership, the Enei Eida, is found to be chashev and worthy, right? So then the actions of the people, you don't gotta check it so much. Right? But since the rain being held back over here is showing against the people, so it must be that it's clear that the unworthiness of the court of the Nasi. Also, Avdei, so the servants of the court, they weren't so happy about this Musar over here, so they wanted to give him a punishment. So also, Avdei, the servants came for Romalei Sudra B'Tavrei, they put a kerchief around his neck, Oshai's neck, for Kometzara there, and they're causing him pain. Amru Lehu B'nei Masi, the people of the place came, and they said, Shavke, leave him alone, Dachi Nam Mitzaralan, because he is, Oshai gives a smack down also. Rashi says, Mechayv Megadlis Hassan, he's also given us a smack down, he gives us a Musar. But came to Chazin Allah and Milei L'Shem Shamayim, but we know that he's doing it. L'Shem Shamayim, L'Amr Le Midei B'Shavkin Alei. We don't say anything to him and we leave him alone. Atanam B'Shavku. Also, let him be. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Rabbi goes a tiny. So Rabbi once goes there fast. Well, the winter rain didn't come. Nachas came Ilfa, and Ilfa went down in front of the Aron Kodesh. Rashi says of Nea Teva. Well, Rabbi was there, and Va'amrula Rabbi Ilfa, and some say it was Rabbi Ilfai that went. Amar Mashiva Ruach. He said Mashiva Ruach. Vanoshav Zika. The wind blew. Morid Hageshem. He says Morid Hageshem, and also it started raining. Amar Lei. So Rebbe says to him, "My ovadach, what do you do? Like, what schus do you have that you're answered immediately?" Amar lei, dayerna bekusta dechika. I live in a village which is very poor. Rashi says, "Bekfar dochuk sheish bo anias biyoseh." Very, very, very poor place. The last bay chamer l'kiddusha v'avdalta. There's not even there wine in order to make kiddush avdalah. Terachad avasid chamer l'kiddusha v'avdalta. I work very hard to bring wine for kiddush and avdalah, and I say it for the people over there. And therefore, I'm mostly them their chov of kiddush avdalah. Another story time. Rabbi Kalu Aser Rav came to a certain place also and had it over there that they were having no rain. Gazar Tanisa Vlo Samitra. He made a fast, it didn't come down. Nachas Kamei Shlicha de Sibura. Asuri Sibur went down, you know, in front of the Aron Kodesh, also in front of Rav. Amar Masha Varach, Vinashav Zika. Amar Rodagashem, Asamitra. Amar Lei, Maya Vodach. What do you do? Then he gets his discuss. Amar Lei, Mikre Dar Dikeana. I teach small kids. And I teach the children of the poor just like the children of the rich. To make no difference to me. And then was not able to pay for it. I don't take anything for it. And I have fish ponds. Any children who's not learning well. He's not doing well. Rashi says, Mechila Shodagam, right? He's not learning well. Mishachadina le minayu. I bribe him with some of the fish. Umisadrin lay, and you know, we work things out. Ashes metaknin keseder. Umifaisinan lay, and I appease him, ad asavikar, until he's able to come and steig. And then that merit is I'm able to, I guess that's the merit. Rav Nachman, one last story there. Rav Nachman goes to Tanisa, Bala Rachman, we lost a mitcha. Amr Shakalu the Nachman, he said, take Nachman, chavotam in guda la'ara, and throw him down from the top of the wall to the ground. In other words, clearly I'm not chashav enough, so lower me from my position. Chalash daiti, became very weak, you know, he felt really bad about himself, and avas samitra, suddenly that's when the rain came, like we saw earlier. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.